Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim B'Torah Savag Shavil. And this should be a schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion. The action of a person done when he's in a certain state of mind is not going to be effective when it's for when he's no longer in that state of mind. And therefore, the Rambam defines tshuva as the Yoyal B'Diyat Talum Shalosh Shil Zechet Loyalim. That God, who knows what's going on in your secret places, and he knows the secrets, so he knows that you're never going to return to this sin. Hashem knows you're never going to return to this sin, and Mimela, that's a good tshuva. So if Hashem's not made, that means that it's only being done because you were temporarily inspired. But that doesn't count, because the thought that you have now, your temporary inspiration, is not going to impact the future. Because he's not going to stay with this tshuva. In a male, it's not a good tshuva. So this temporary feeling doesn't count. It says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah 44b that a person spits before the Zarah, it's not bitl, he's not mevatel the Avodah Zarah that way. Because it's only temporary. It's only being done right now he's angry. Right now he's angry. So since only right now he's angry, it's only being done in this state of mind, so Mamela, it's not going to be a permanent bittul, because the anger is going to pass. However, that's really the question. The question is, why isn't it bittul? Is it not bittul because he's angry, and the anger is going to pass? Or, right, because it lacks a proper bittul, since it was done out of anger, it lacks be'echos ha-bittul, it's not a proper quality bittul, or is it because he only did it temporarily? Is it because of the state of mind? Right now he's angry, and therefore later he's not going to be angry anymore. Or is it because he only did it temporarily? He's in this temporary state of mind, so it's only being done, the bit is only being done for now, and later on he's going to be mispiased with the Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's only being done temporarily, that's why it's not bittul. Or no. Maybe it's because he's doing it when he's makbid, that's why it's not considered bittul. It says in Yerushalmi, in the Perak Aleph Alach Aleph, Natu Shana Rishana the Siag, Mekan Bela Choshev Lava Machal, Mekan Chichishi Lava Machshev Eschiyuv, Yechayiv. So the question is, is a machshav about the future already mashbiya now? A little related question. Until now we were talking about the machshava now not being effective because it's not going to last in the future. What about a machshava in the future? Is it going to be effective for now? So if a person plants for the first year, he wants it to be a fence, in which case there's no Isser Orla. And then later on, he wants it to be food. And there is an Isser Orla. So he says, since he was choshev, a machshav is chiyah for the future, it's already going to be chayav in Orla now. The return of Loma, it says Rabbeinu, Tzafnas B'nei HaNachos Tshuva, the Kevin Mishas Natiya, Chashav, Delach HaShana Rishona, Yelamach HaChayav Borlaf HaShana Rishona, the Nisar Vavom HaChshev Eschiyuv. So since he had thoughts about already the future, Mishas Natiya, he said after the first year, it's going to be Lamaichel, it's chayav in Orla already the first year, because there's already HaChshev Eschiyuv mixed in. So the HaChshev Eschiyuv on the Asid, that's mixed in with the present, is already activated in the present. And not only a machshava, but a maisa for the future is poel now. Amar avada barahava, adam shesh biyado avera, misvada v'ino chozer ba, ramal adam adam shetofei sheretz biyado, afil tovi v'chom yem shabola mosa lo tefila. That if a person has an avera in his hand, and he's misvada, but he doesn't intend to stop doing the Avera, so it's like a person who's holding on to his sheretz. That even if he immerses in all the waters in the world, the tefillah is not going to be an effective tefillah. Yerushalmi has a different lashon. Yerushalmi's lashon is, Im yesh sheretz biyado, afilu tov b'mei shiloach o b'mei bereshis, ein lo tara lamas. Lashon of the Bavli is ein lo tara. Lashon of Yerushalmi is ein lo tara. The lashon of the Bavli is lo also lo tefillah. So Rabbeinu is mechalek. He says, ein lo taira is mashma that the tuma goes away, and then he becomes tame again. That is when he's tovel b'sheretz biyadoi. Pshat is that he becomes tahar, and then he becomes tame again a second later. The Bavli la also lo tefila is mashma doesn't work in the first place. Shal tovel b'sheretz biyado is that he's not the tefila doesn't work in the first place. Why doesn't the tefila work in the first place? Because the tuma that's going to be chal in the future is already pral now to be manea the tyrant. So you see that the future is already impacting the present. So we had a machshav about the future that's impacting the present. That he's thinking in the future it's going to be for food in the second year, and therefore in the first year it's already considered for food, schayv and orla. And then we also have a ma'aseh of lasid. In other words, he's being tovel, and he's going to become tamei in a minute. So since he's going to become tamei again in a minute, in a second, it's already poel now, according to the Bavli, that he's not tar in the first place. Because the ma'aseh of becoming tamei in the future is already mashbian now. In the Tzafnas Paneach, in Madura Tinyana, on page 40, Rabbeinu writes, Yesh pu'ulos asher shmo shel adavar pu'ulos adavar chol kadekecha. There's some pu'ulos that the name of the matter and then the pu'ula, the chaloi shem and the pu'ula, take effect simultaneously. Like kedushay kesef, pejena ben, reishi sages. Right, this kesef kedushin is already considered kesef kedushin as he's giving it. So it's considered kesef kedushin, and the pu'ula of kedushin is chal simultaneously. And so too with Reishis HaGez, it's already called Reishis HaGez, already as he's giving it. Pidgin HaBen, same thing. And sometimes there's a chilek. First, you do the pula, and then the shem is chal. So that would be Kedushe Shtar, Get, Matnis Kahuna, Zerol HaChayim and Keva. First you do the pula of giving it, and then the shame is of Kedushay Shtar, of Get, of Manas Kuna Eschal. I'm sure he proves it. But what we're going to try to discuss now is another example, and that is Matzah. Chayin Matzah Metchila Tzarech Lassus Ba Pu'ulos. She'achal of Shem Begeder Matzah Latzis Ba. First you have to do something, and then it's going to get the name. So what is that? V'achach b'zman ha'achila makayim ha'mitzvah v'yotze af b'bliya. And then afterwards, b'zman ha'achila, you're makayim the mitzvah, and you're yotze even if you swallow it. Hashem came maror, that the achila nasas mitzvah v'kiyum ha'kachas. By maror, the mitzvah and the kiyum come together. V'kach tzarech achila. V'adei achila chol shem mitzvah. V'abli u kiyum ha-mitzvah. Now it's like this. When it comes to matzah, it already has a shem matzah. You already did pulis to give it a shem matzah. And therefore, once you eat it, the eating is mekayim the mitzvah. The eating is a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Never you yotze even with bliya. But Maror doesn't have a shem Maror until he does a pula b'achila. And then the bliya is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. And that's why bala matzah yatzah, bala Maror lo yatzah. Which means as follows. Bliya is a pula, bli yachas hadadi shel adam v'adavar. He doesn't have a nas pif. So therefore he's makabel the davar, but he's not pol on the davar. And therefore, bala matzah yatzah. Because in the matzah, there's already a shem mitzvah. It's already called matzah. All you need to do now is to swallow it. All you need now is the kiyum. It already has a shem matzah. It already has a shem matzah mitzvah. And all you have to do now is swallow it. But maror, until the achila, there's no shem mitzvah on the maror. Only with the achila, so first he has to chew it, and then he swallows it. And that's how it becomes a mitzvah. So let's take kedusha shtar. First you have to make it into a shtar, then it gets its shem shtar, and then you give it, and you do the pula. That's like matzah. First, you give it a shem matzah, and now you can swallow it. You don't have to chew it, you just swallow it. Why can you swallow it? Because it already has a shem matzah. So you can just do the kiyum mitzvah by swallowing it. Just like the kedusha shtar. You made it into a shtar. And all you have to do is the mitzvah and give her the kedusha. Give it to her. It already has a shem shtar beforehand. So it's not keechad. The shem and the pula are not keechad. First you have the shem. And then you have the pula. First you have the shem matzah. You made the matzah. You did it for halacha. And then you ate it. And you have the pula. So you can even swallow it. Because you did the kiyum, that's the kiyum mitzvah. But maror, it doesn't have a shem maror until you eat it. Eating it gives its name. So memela, that's like the kedusha kesef. It's already considered kedusha. When he's giving it, it's kedusha kesef. It's not that it was kedusha kesef. It's not that the kesef was kedusha kesef beforehand. It's not that the pigeon of ben money was pigeon of ben money beforehand. Now that he's giving it, it's kedusha kesef. Now that he's giving it, it's mom and pigeon of ben. Now that he's giving it, it's righteous hages. There's no preparation beforehand. So with matzah, with maror, there's no preparation beforehand. It's just a vegetable. So memela, when he eats the maror, if he just eats it, if he just swallows it, it was never prepared to be maror. What gives it its shame maror? The eating it. And then he can do the kiyum mitzvah. But here the shame and the pula come together. Meaning in order for it to be considered maror, he has to eat it, he has to first chew it. That's why bara maror lo yatza. He was never prepared to be maror. He never chewed it. How does he prepare it to be maror? First he has to chew it. So here the shame and the pula are coming together. The eating and the eating is giving it its shame maror. And that's also the pula's hamitzvah. And then the kiyum mitzvah is going to be when he swallows it. Mashen ken again, Lashem Rabbeinu. Maror day, the achila nasa as a mitzvah v'kiyum ka'achas. By the achila, the mitzvah and the kiyum are coming together. By the achila, it gives it a shame mitzvah. The bliya is going to be the kiyum mitzvah. But first he has to prepare it to be maror. How does he prepare it to be maror? By chewing it. That's what gives it a shame maror, otherwise not maror. Until he does the pula, when he's doing the pula samitzvah, it's also getting its shame maror. It's getting its shame maror shel mitzvah when he's doing the pula of eating it. But if he just swallows it, so he never made it into maror. So therefore, first he has to eat it, he has to chew it, and that gives it its shame maror. And that gives it, and that now it has a shame mitzvah. So it gets its shame maror and shame mitzvah. And now the kiyum mitzvah is going to be when he swallows it. So again, bald matzah yotza. Why? Because he was already prepared to be matzah before. So all that's left for him to do is he can just swallow it. And he said, but bar maror lo yotza, why not? Why not? The answer is because when it wasn't maror beforehand. It only became maror when he chewed it. It became maror of mitzvah when he chews it. Before he chews it, it's not maror of mitzvah. Mamela, first he has to chew it, and then the final kiyum comes when he swallows it. Another difference in matzah mara is Rabbeinu in Safnas Pinech Be'er Halach HaShonas, page 6. The Gabi matzah tzarech shir ba'dover, the mochat zayis matzah ve'kia u'bala lo yatza. Gabi matzah, you need a shir. Vita chatzi zayis matzah, and he vomited. And then he swallows it, he's not yotze. But the Gabi Mara is in such a case. The Shemachi Barakala Adam. What does that mean? Because matzah, before you eat it, it already has to get a shame matzah. And therefore, when there's no shear, it's missing. because the shear is what creates the chefetz of matzah. So again, he ate a chatzi shear of matzah, and then he vomited up and ate another chatzi shear of matzah. He never had a shame matzah. He's never had a shear. He's not yotze. But maror, it only gets a shame. It doesn't get a shame before the achila. That's what he writes. The sham achiv hu al adam. He was in the person. So here the person ate a chatzi zayis, and then he ate it again. Vomited, ate it again. So it turns out the adam ate a shir shalom. Because here, the din on the adam. The adam has to eat a shir shalom. He did. He ate a chatzi, and then he ate another chatzi. Whereas by matzah, it's din in the matzah. And the matzah doesn't have a shame matzah until it has a shir. Once it has a shir, it's a shame matzah. But if it never had a shir, so he's nayotze. So eating chetzi and vomiting and eating chetzi again isn't going to be valid. But by maror, it already has a shame maror beforehand. It's a din on the adam. The adam has to eat a shir. So he eats a chatzi shir, vomits it, eats another chatzi shir. The adam ate the shir. And obviously, like we saw before, that he also did the eating, right? He did the ma'aseh achila to give it a shem mitzvah smara. So he did the eating, he gave it a shem mitzvah smara with a half, and then he did eating, he gave it a shem mitzvah smara with another half. And mele is yotze, because the adam had a shir. But the matzah never had a shem matzah, because he only had a half a shir. You know, one can ask based on what we saw before, that if he eats a half a shear of mara, so it never got its shame mara. Because we said, Ali achila chol shame mitzvah, right? It wasn't prepared. Before he put it in his mouth, it wasn't mara. It only has a mara when it comes into his mouth. And it was only a half a shear. So you're right, it's a mitzvah on the adam, but the adam has to eat mara. It's not considered mara yet. So he has a whole shear. So I don't know the answer to that question. In any event, the Yerushalmi says, Amr v'yanei bala chatzi zayis v'kiyo v'chazer v'bala. Chayiv. If a person swallows a half his ice and he vomits it and then he eats it, swallows it again, that same half his ice, of Isser, of Chalev, he's chayiv. But hichnis chatzi grogoros v'chazar v'hotzi pater. If he does a chnasa on a half a grogaris and then he takes it out, he's pater. Why is that? Why is that? They both did halves twice. So why the half twice eating is chayiv, and the half twice hotzah is pater? And the answer is, ma'bena leben kadmaisa, tama nenechecha b'kizayis, v'machal anasasek v'gogar shleimah. There, his chech, his palate, was nana with the kizayis. But here, he wasn't osik with a complete progress. So Rabbeinu explains in the Safas Paneach, v'gabei chelev, achiyuv u'ala po'a. V'gabei hotzah, achiyuv u'ala pe'ula. V'gabei chelev, achiyuv is on the adam. The adam. And the adam was nana from her whole shear. He ate a half his eyes, then he ate another half his eyes. He vomited up, he ate another half his eyes. It was achiyuv on the po'a, on the person. So he was nana from a whole shear. Hashem came. When it comes to hotzah, achiv al pula, the pula has to be with the complete grogaris. Near the pula was not with the complete grogaris. It was only with half a grogaris. Right? He's only here with half a grogaris, so he's pater. If he's nana mikizayis, so he was nana mikizayis. He ate a chetzi, and then he put it back in another chetzi. But Baram Hachal learned to say grogaris shleima. Because he was in the pula, he has to do a pula. There's no pula with a chatzi shir. Pula has to be with the whole shear. And here he did a pula with a chatzi shear. Okay, so we have some food for thought, I guess literally and figuratively. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Anachnu Nemshich. Ba'asetah Neflazot, Be'ezrat Hashem. Hashem Yitain Koach, V'moch, V'simchat Chaim. Be'ezrat Hashem Yizkeh Lemshich. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, שלום שלום.